Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you, as always, every Saturday here on CFAX from 1 till 2. This show is going to get you ready for the summertime. Later on, in the last half of the show, we're going to talk to Vicki Waters. She's a local person who does a lot of nutrition and diet and exercise programs. She's going to talk about beach ready and not getting those extra pounds this summer. Dr. Kent Banks is going to talk about some seasonal treatments you can do to be also beach ready. But off the top, we're going to talk to a favorite guest on the show, Peter Walsh, who's an organizational designer. You've seen him on Oprah and Rachel Ray. He's an author, a speaker. He's done it all, and he's really changed lives. I think the first time I saw him on a show, I really thought, this guy is special, and he's going to help a lot of people, and he probably doesn't even know how many people he's affected. But I think nowadays we all have so much stuff, we forget that what really has true meaning in our lives. And Peter's going to talk about a few things today, but maybe a little bit about summer clutter and how to clear that up to have that nice patio we want. How are you, Peter?
Well, I'm just thinking that maybe I should hang around and get beach ready. I've never heard that term before.
Beach ready is I sit in my car and watch everybody with the air conditioning
ready,
on.
My beach ready is I think I'd dress in a burqa and hide in the dressing shed somewhere. Oh, my God.
That's me too. But, Peter, you're from Australia, so, I mean, I know you're going down there for to be a keynote speaker, so you are at the beach a lot, so this must be a lifestyle.
It's kind of funny, you know. I grew up... you know, I don't know if many people know this, but, you know, Australia is the same size as the United States. I live in the U.S. now. We have the same number of people as live in L.A. and San Diego in the same landmass.
Isn't that crazy?
And 80% of people in Australia live within 30 miles of the East Coast.
Sort of like Canada.
Well, it's astounding. And so,
it really is.
You know, so growing up near the beach and, you know, all of that was very much, you know, part of growing up. And, you know, I'm always hassled here about, you know, aren't you terrified of sharks? It's like, nah, they're fine. Don't worry about it. You know,
a little
nip won't hurt anyone.
Do you miss Australia or do you love living in L.A. now?
You know, L.A. is a very... I find it a difficult place to live. I've been here 20 years now, and, you know, as you can tell from the accent, I still haven't exactly completely enculturated just yet. I'm a dual citizen. I love the United States. You know, I travel so much. L.A. I find a little difficult, but this is where my life is now. And so, yeah, I love it. But I get back to... this trip to Australia next month will be my fourth this year. So, it's a little nuts. My frequent flyer account looks very, very healthy.
I bet. And how is your mum doing?
My mum just turned 91, which is absolutely incredible. You know, she's of that old stock, and I think many of us have parents like this. And, you know, I joked with her recently that, you know, 3 months after she dies, we're going to have to beat her heart to death with a baseball bat because, you know, the constitution is just incredible. She's great. You know, she's 91, as I say, and the best way to describe it is she is slowly sailing away from us, which is kind of sad. You know, she's in early stage dementia, seven kids. You know, she still has a lot of her faculties, but every once in a while it's just... it's a little difficult for her, so it's a great life, but a little sad to see her slowly kind of drifting away.
I totally know where you're coming from. My mom was 92, and you know, I think that's what makes Australians, English, maybe Canadians, a little different is that kind of humor too. Like when you talked about your mom and saying that to her, I mean, that's what makes life fun, isn't it? Having that kind of approach to life where you can say things like that about beating your heart.
Well, I was there, last time I was there, you know, my younger sister, you know, is kind of the primary caregiver, and mum was kind of bitching and moaning about, you know, I'm 91, it might be time to go, and my sister picked up a pillow and said to her, okay, hold still, just hold still. And it's that's the way my family is, you know, it's very irreverent, and then mum just kind of laughed and was on to the next thing. But yeah, we talk pretty regularly about the pillow treatment if she doesn't behave herself.
So. I'll have to watch out for that with my kids.
Exactly.
And Peter, I think that's what has brought you such success, because you were a breath of fresh air when your first show came on, because, you know, you were sympathetic, but you were also kind of brutally honest with people and kind of slapped them around a bit and like, you got to get it together, or why am I here kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, I think there is something, you know, maybe it's the Commonwealth country similarity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. You know, Americans tend to take themselves very seriously. And I don't know whether it's kind of the irreverent nature of particularly the Australian kind of approach to life. But, look, the thing that I say about the work that I do, and, you know, I've helped thousands and thousands of people, you know, declutter their homes in their lives, mm-hmm. is that I, you know, 96-98% of the advice I give is just good old common sense. It really is. You know, if you keep bringing stuff into your house and don't take stuff out, guess what? One day your house is going to be completely full of crap to the brim and you're going to hate it. You know, it's not, people look at me, you know, like it's magic. Oh my God, you're incredible. No, I'm not incredible. It's just good old common sense. It's that advice that your grandmother, you know, when grandma used to sit in a rocking chair on the front porch and would look at you and say, you know, are you kidding me? You're an idiot. And, you know, and you took it from grandma.
Yeah.
And because, you know, she had a bit of wisdom, you know, it's that, you know, we all get so serious about ourselves and we all get so tied up in our connection to our stuff. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, and I'm not the most PC person, every once in a while you need a bit of a slap up the side of the head to get, you know, a bit of reality therapy. And, oh, God, I'm happy to do that.
Well, you really do, because you end up managing your stuff and not enjoying your life and kind of taking in the moments that are going on around you because you're so cluttered with stuff.
Well, you know, and we're all so caught into this idea that if we just buy the right thing, we can acquire the life that we want.
Yeah.
And we're so hooked into this idea, this marketing idea. Mm-hmm. Look, we know you've got a good life, but if you just buy this one thing, you can have a great life. That, and it's such crap.
It really is.
And we're just so caught into this whole thing of acquiring stuff, thinking it will bring us happiness and calm and peace and focus and relationships. And at the end of the day, you know, we're left sitting amid a pile of stuff, no happier, more stressed. And, you know, I think increasingly people are realizing that, but God, it's hard to swim against that tide.
It is. And also, Peter, you know, you're involved in celebrity world. You're a celebrity. And people think fame, having a name, is a way to be happy, that, oh, you know Rachel Ray, you know Oprah, you must be happy. But that is not what brings happiness either, right? You have to, has to come from within.
So, you know, I so cringe whenever people say that about the celebrity thing. You know, I really don't quite know how to respond to that. I came to this very late, you know, in my life, that, you know, the TV show, kind of connection with Oprah and the Oprah family, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And, you know, it's nice sometimes, but can I tell you, watching it up close, I wouldn't want that life for anything. You know, it's intrusive, it's, you know, the small amount of celebrity that I have, and I'm not being falsely modest, when I look up at the sky, I can barely see the lowest rung of the celebrity ladder. That's how low. And you might remember Eric Stromer, who was a very good friend of mine, who was on the original Clutter show I was on, mm-hmm. Clean Sweep.
Yes.
Eric used to refer to us as D-level cable sensations, which is absolutely true. But, you know, I've been out to dinner, and it happened just this past weekend. In fact, I was out with friends, and someone walked up to the table and said, "Hi, Peter, how you doing? Chat, 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 very familiar, what's going on, blah," and walked away. And someone said, "Who was that?" And I said, "I have absolutely no idea."
Yeah.
And that, and the thing is that people don't realize is that once you become known, people assume a level of familiarity with you, which is extremely disconcerting. And, you know, I'm by nature a pretty private person, which people may find surprising. And, you know, I'm very grateful for what celebrity, whatever that means, has brought me. But can I tell you, it's a very double-edged sword.
And totally. And my husband was on News Here for years. And, you know, people are not always, they can be nice, but sometimes they say things that are you know, kind of over the top as well that aren't totally flattering. Well, so it can go both ways, right? It's not great for your ego sometimes. It can be hard.
You know, the filters get turned off very quickly.
Totally.
I mean, you know, I've got a fairly healthy self-esteem, but can I tell you, the one thing you learn very quickly not to do is to read any of the message boards or internet comment sites, because trust me, your ego, you know, it'll be a knife through your heart before you know what's going on. So, you know, it's all crazy, but back to your original point, you know, it's not about quantity of stuff. It's not about level of celebrity. Happiness comes from the quality of our relationships. And again and again and again, you know, that's the message that I reinforce. If the stuff you own is not helping you create the life you want, why the hell do you own it? And it's as, you know, that's what it keeps coming back to. You know, if you're unhappy in your house, if you're not focused or motivated or content, if you step into your house and you don't feel the same way you feel when you step into a holiday, into a hotel when you go on holiday, that, oh, wow, this is great. If you don't feel that every day when you come home, you got work to do, my friend, because something's wrong with your home.
When we come back with Peter, we're going to talk more about clearing up some of that summer clutter. Back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
When you are ready to hire your next realtor, make sure Kathleen Blair and myself, Gary McInnes, are on your interview list. Combining for over 33 years of experience, we provide cutting-edge tech answers and good old-fashioned service. Call me direct at 250-727-1037 to discuss this interesting real estate market. Gary, Kathleen, and Blair McInnes, Pemberton Homes Limited, the island's oldest independent real estate firm. Call now, 250-727-1037.
Need a ride downtown? Call 382-2222. Gotta get to the ferry? Call 382-2222. You know the number. Call Bluebird, 382-2222. It's easier than ever to get in touch and get home safe. Bluebird gift cards are perfect for students, seniors, or anyone on the go. And reloading them is easy. Call Bluebird, 382-2222.
If your pets could talk, they'd say, let's go to the Pets West anniversary sale this weekend, featuring 10 to 50% off everything in the store, with plenty of door crasher specials, like Max Scoop cat litter for $6.99 or Horizon large breed dog food for $34.99. Enjoy the fundraising barbecue, meet your local rescue groups, and check out the dog agility demos. And enter your pooch into one of the many fun dog shows at the Pets West anniversary sale, June 13th to 15th.
Now through Tuesday, buy two big, beautiful hanging baskets of Marigold Nurseries and get a third one free. Fresh herb planters, now only $34.99. 2 gallon tomato plants, just $3.99. Look for many more great specials online, then browse through their huge selection of shrubs and trees and perennials at both locations on Lockside Drive in Saniston, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back with Peter Walsh. He is an author, he's a TV personality, he's got books, he does it all. And Peter, we were talking about too much stuff. How about hoarders? I know we hear a lot about that term and it's bantered around a lot and it's not really the true meaning when we say, oh, I'm a hoarder, because it's a serious thing. Is that something that people that have too much can get to, or is it a mental illness?
Look, it's a little unfortunate that a lot of the discussion around organizing and clutter has kind of been hijacked by I think by TV, particularly by the hoarding thing, because it's so spectacular and so shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, TV is very much about spectacle. Look, hoarding is a very specific illness, and it's specifically a mental health issue with a focus on, you know, the acquisition of stuff. Retention of stuff, and it's, you know, it's a very serious condition, and the problem is that often people come to treat it, you know, particularly with a family member, come to it late, and it's horrendous, because the cost physically of trying to clean up a hoarder's home is astronomical, and the cost mentally and psychologically on a family is just devastating because, you know, of the fracturing of relationships and so on that comes because of too much stuff. And look, I think it's easy to look at hoarders and say, that's not me, and to kind of brush it off. But I think everyone is on what I call the clutter scale. You know, everyone struggles with, you know, the inflow of paperwork, the kids' toys, those boxes in the garage that you've moved three times, you know, the last three moves you've done and not unpacked. And I think all of us can benefit from you know, regularly purging our stuff, regularly reassessing our relationship to our stuff. But with hoarding, usually there's some much deeper issue around trauma or loss or abuse that is evidenced kind of physically through the acquisition of stuff.
What I've seen, though, on even some of your earlier, the clean sweeps on people are... they seem to be enabled quite a bit, though, almost like an alcoholic or something. They need a support group, the family, because the hoarder gets a lot of attention. Well, they're 20, 30 years doing this, and no one does anything. They live amongst this.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's true that nobody does anything. I think what happens is that people try to intervene, and, you know, what happens, and whether it's a hoarder or just, you know, garden variety clutter, we end up focusing on the stuff.
Right.
And when you focus on the stuff, you end up being distracted. You know, the stuff is actually like the shadow on the wall. It's not really what is going on. You know, it's kind of a symptom rather than the cause. And, you know, if you have garden variety clutter and, you know, you and your partner argue about the stuff, mm-hmm. what happens is that very quickly it becomes not about the stuff, but it becomes a power thing, who's going to win and who's going to lose the argument. And clutter, whether it's hoarding or garden variety stuff, is never about the stuff. And so what happens is that over the years, particularly with hoarders, you know, there's just so many lost arguments, so much resentment, mm-hmm. so much kind of alienation that builds up in families, that people just end up turning a blind eye or not visiting. You know, I won't take my grandkids there, I won't visit mum and dad, whatever. And you don't, it's not till it reaches a crisis point, you know, that, you know, family services intervenes, there's a fire, you know, the water breaks and tradesmen can't get into the house. Then at that point, it's kind of, you have to do something, but the horse is well and truly bolted.
I'm in real estate as well, and I think you described that really well, that people can understand that. So that's and I know a lot of people are going through that, so that's really good information. Talking about summer,
yep.
you know, this time of year we go outside, so, you know, we might have old pots, old garden stuff, old patio stuff, and we kind of put it under the deck. We never deal with it. What's the best strategy? Is it like a one-day thing, like kind of your clean sweep show where you put it out and you kind of deal with it all at once?
I'm a big fan for getting everyone involved. I'm a really big fan for getting the whole family involved in basically, you know, what do you want? What do we want from our backyard this year? You know, what family gatherings do we want to have? What do we want to do in our backyard over the summer as a family, you know, tight or extended? And getting everyone involved in dragging out all the crap that's been hidden under the deck, you know, really giving the place a spruce up. And, you know, we, my partner and I did that last weekend with our home here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we found, I mean, I shouldn't even be saying this. Because
yeah, you should.
Say, yeah, here, I'm well in now, I can't back out. You know, we bought a new barbecue, for example. And, you know, it was like, what are we going to do with this one? Not a problem. We put it out on the curb in front of the house,
yeah.
dragged out the end of the driveway, and I wrote a sign that said free. It was gone in 15 minutes.
It's fun to watch, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. And so, you know, it's like, well, someone needs that. That's fantastic. So, you know, spruce up the place. And especially now, I think, when people, you know, struggle with money, you know, when staycations are such a big deal, turn your backyard into something a little great by sprucing it up, selling some of the stuff you no longer use, buying, you know, a couple of new umbrellas or lounge chairs, whatever it is. But I'm a big fan of setting a weekend, dragging stuff out, dealing with it once and for all, and getting your home, your backyard, you know, not if not beach ready, a term I'm going to use so many times.
Oh, good.
Summer ready for you and the family to really enjoy.
So have a vision and go after it. So when you have that stuff out, Peter, and, you know, there's five of you in the family, say, looking at that chair or whatever, you got to deal with it right then. So do you need someone to be tough love and say, we haven't used it in 5 years, put it out in the front and let's have someone else have it?
Yeah, absolutely. Or you know, don't argue about the stuff. If someone says, I love that chair, but, you know, it needs a paint job, not a problem. Set a time. When are you going to paint that chair? And they say, well, a month. Negotiate. No, 2 weeks. If that chair is not painted, restrung, new cushion made, whatever, in 2 weeks, do you agree I can take it to Goodwill? Mm. Absolutely. So, you know, negotiate. And don't take yourself too seriously, for God's sake. It's a chair.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Exactly. And what about the wardrobe then? Do you do a summer, fall thing or winter
thing?
Yeah,
you know, it's you know, I'm in LA, so it's, you know, kind of the same weather all the time. But my big thing about closets, and listen up, folks, you wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. You wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. Two simple tips. Number one, go into your closet right now and turn everything on a clothes hanger back to front. Turn all the clothes hangers back to front. At the end of the summer, whatever is still hanging back to front, when you then wear an article of clothing, hang it back up the correct way.
Okay.
At the end of summer, what is still hanging back to front, you are never going to wear. Send it off to Goodwill.
Good idea, because, okay? You know, I have my uniforms for winter and summer and spring, and I know what my thing is, my shtick. And I think you have a similar kind of style. You know what you like to wear.
Exactly.
And you know, and this age in life, wear it, you know, like, yeah, enjoy who
exactly
you are. And
wear it, love it, enjoy it.
Exactly.
And the second thing is what I call the lower third technique. Go into your closet, wherever there's a stack of T-shirts, or in a drawer, a stack of undies or a stack of sweaters, I can guarantee you 100% that the lower third of that stack you have never worn. Get rid of, just go in and grab the lower third of every stack of clothing in your closet. You will never notice it's gone, because we wash and we wear the same thing, wash it and put it on top of the stack, and everything at the bottom of the stack, you're never going to wear.
You're so right. Now, Peter, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that? If they want you as a speaker or to know about your books or what's coming
My
up?
Website, easy contact through Peter Walsh Design, peterwalshdesign@singular.com, or my Facebook page, just facebook.com/PeterWalsh. I answer all my own emails. So
you do, and you're fabulous. And I know you got a new book coming out, and it's related to nutrition and weight, and that's coming out next year. So I want to have you back to talk about that as well, because I think there's such correlation. And, you know, Peter, I think if you help one person in the world, you're doing a good thing, and I think you've helped so many, and that's why I think it comes from your heart, and it really shows.
You're very sweet. I really appreciate that.
You're sweet, too. Peter, it's been great talking to you. Have a great summer. If I'm in L.A., I might pop in and see how nice your backyard looks.
It's a deal. I'll show you my beach-ready body.
I won't show you mine, kid. Talk to you soon. Back after the news.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile.
Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbly Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
You're committed to recycling, but are you sure about when the boxes go out? The CRD is here to help. Starting June 1st, you'll have three easy ways to get your new recycling schedule. One, download it from the CRD website and print it at home. Two, ask to have it snail mailed to you. Three, download the CRD's free app to your smartphone and get your schedule, plus recycling news and updates via text, email, voicemail, or Twitter. The choice is yours. For details, click on crd.bc.ca. The CRD, making a difference together.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. U.S. Army officials say Surgeon Bo Bergdahl is back in the United States and in stable condition after being held by the Taliban for 5 years in Afghanistan. U.S. Major General Joseph DeSalvo says Bergdahl will begin working with health professionals at an Army medical center in Texas.
During his stay here, Sergeant Bergdahl will participate in reintegration, a process that will aim to equip Sergeant Bergdahl with the necessary tools to regain appropriate levels of physical and emotional stability.
Bergdahl has returned to the U.S. after being treated in Germany. He was released last month following a controversial prisoner swap with the Taliban. A violent extremist group is moving closer towards Baghdad, terrorizing cities and the people of Iraq and across the Syrian border. The BBC's John Beale is in the capital.
Among the majority Shia population, young men signing up to join the Iraqi army, some out of fear. This man told us he's signing up because the choice is to fight or be slaughtered by ISIS. Another said thousands in his area are now joining the army.
Iran is offering to help Iraq fight the militants, saying it has no option but to control terrorism. A northern Saskatchewan town and its ghost train is one of the five spooky stories displayed on Canada's post stamps for a limited time. The tale goes back 80 years, where some stories tell of a conductor losing his head as he was inspecting the train tracks in St. Louis. To this day, some people claim to have seen a ghost train in St. Louis, although the original tracks had been removed. Canada Post Director of Stamp Services Jim Phillips says they thought the story would look great on a stamp.
CN Railway, the train itself would make great imagery. The story of the conductor who may have been there with his lantern and may have, you know, actually been decapitated, and this may be part of the story. We thought this was fascinating. It would make a great stamp of that ghost coming through the fog and the mist.
Stamps for St. Louis and four other locations across Canada went on sale on Friday the 13th. Phillips says those who collect stamps should buy them fast because they're quickly disappearing off the shelves. That's CFAX News 2133. Weather is next.
Begin transmission. Prepare for the unimaginable. The 2014 Much Music Video Awards are coming. Co-hosted by Kendall and Kylie Jenner. With performances by Lorde, Imagine Dragons, Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran, Hedley, Sam Roberts Band, Mariana's Trench, The Weeknd, Magic, Serena Ryder, Kellan Lutz, Chloe Grace Moretz, and more. The biggest event of the year is upon us. Save your screams for the 2014 MMVAs. Tomorrow at 6. End transmission. Brought to you by Virgin Mobile.
Taking a look at weather now, a few showers in the forecast later tonight, mainly cloudy and lows to 10 degrees. For your Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, some wind near the Juan de Fuca Strait late in the afternoon, and highs to 18 degrees. Right now, outside our studios downtown, we're sitting at 15 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
I am Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. This show today, we're talking a lot about summer. We had Peter Walsh on, and we was talking about summer clutter. Later on, we're talking to Vicki Waters about our nutrition and exercise plan. And right now, we have Dr. Kent Banks, and he's with MD Aesthetics, which is a medical laser and skin rejuvenation center. And Kent, we're going to talk a little today about seasonal procedures, seasonal things we can do, the top five to have you beach ready. And I was talking to Peter Walsh, and he loved that saying, beach ready.
Yeah, that's great. It certainly is the season for it, isn't it, Patty?
Well, it is. It's not the greatest day today, and I know you're out boating. How is it out there?
We actually decided not to go out. It was a little windy on the water, so my family's fair weather boaters, so we decided not to go out there.
I agree with you. Now, Kent, there's so many things, or Dr. Banks, I should call you. There's so many things that we can do this time of year, but there's a couple, you know, that really stand out, and one is cool sculpting. And people might not have heard about this, but it really is kind of a miracle.
Yeah, we were really happy to bring cool sculpting to the island. It was about 3 years ago now. And it's quite an amazing procedure, and we're getting terrific results with it. But let me explain what cool sculpting is all about.
Yeah.
So basically, what cool sculpting involves is it's a simple procedure,
that carries no downtime, but it gives permanent fat cell removal.
Wow.
And the way it works is by cooling the fat cells, it basically triggers the body to remove these cells naturally.
So you eliminate the fat, basically.
Yeah, and once those fat cells are gone, they don't come back.
So it's not like liposuction. Some of these things they say where it comes back somewhere else. Once this is gone, it's gone.
Yeah, once we improve a contour, that contour will always be improved.
And what kind of areas can you work on, Dr. Banks?
So probably the most common areas would be the abdomen, so-called muffin top area. Love handles are a very popular area. We can treat the back, so back bulges. And now we're with newer techniques, we're able to treat other areas that we couldn't treat before.
Wow. And is it painful at all, or is it freezing cold? How does it feel?
It's actually really, really tolerable. Because of the cool factor, you feel the cool, but then after that, the area becomes numb very quickly. And people usually just kind of sit while they're having their procedure and, read a book or they'll bring their iPad along.
So much better than exercise. Now, ideally, do you have to be 5 pounds within your goal, or can, if you got the big squidge, can you still have that worked on? Will it help?
Yeah, the great thing about the procedure is that it works by a percentage of fat involved. So somebody with a little bit of a larger contour, they'll get proportionally a greater result.
Okay. I think we have a caller. She wants to ask about fat removal. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm great.
How are you, Mr. Dr. Banks?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
And that, hopefully you're enjoying our summer. Unfortunately, today's a little breezy, but if you have a sailboat, it's a wonderful day.
Yes.
But anyways, my question is, I got actually a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had some surgeries on my back, so I'm not able to do any exercises to remove the fat on my stomach. And what has happened is I had surgery below my bikini line. So what's happening is the fat is folding over that line,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
and I was just wondering how long it takes, how many sessions you have to do, and what are the prices? Are they the same as the price that you would go if you have to go and get tummy tucks?
Great questions, Wendy. First of all, we'd love to see you for an assessment, because the one thing that we'd want to make sure is that you're a good candidate, and mm-hmm. most people are excellent candidates for it. And if you are a good candidate, then I think you'd be really happy with the results. In terms of the price factor, pretty well all of our non-surgical procedures, including cool sculpting, are going to be more affordable than surgery.
So what would that be, a dollar sign?
It's hard to put a dollar on it without actually doing a consult.
So, Dr. Banks, you could have Wendy come in and have a look for free and tell her if this would be something that's worthwhile for her to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I've seen this ads on the American stations about this, eh? And I did go one time and I went up to some place and they put a machine on.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to, do something with your fat, and then you void it out of your system in that. But, after going about 6 or 8 times, because they say, okay, one session and you'll lose an inch, not happening.
Yeah,
okay. Well, Wendy, I think that Dr. Banks, just tell people where you're at in case Wendy wants to come down and
yes,
see you.
Yes, I'd like to know that.
Yeah, so we're at MD Aesthetics is the name of our center, and we're located in Colwood at Colwood Corners.
Oh, I know where you are. You're just up the street from me.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, well, do I have to make an appointment just drop in?
Yeah, we'd encourage you to make an appointment. Sometimes we can accommodate drop-ins, but it's appointments are probably the best way to go, and our number is 250.
Just a minute, let me find a pen in this world.
Wendy, I can get that after, I've got to go to a break right now, but I can get that to you and we'll say the number after the break. Kent, when we come back, we're going to talk about laser hair removal, Botox, volume lift, and sun protection. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you, Wendy, for calling. Back in 2.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
Dozens of people fell ill after swimming at Thetis Lake Regional Park over the weekend.
The BC Teachers Federation has given 72-hour strike notice.
There are still several days left during which both sides can avoid a full-scale strike.
Well, Washington State is fed up with Victoria's sewage woes.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, and here's what's happening around Victoria. If you haven't figured out what to do for Father's Day tomorrow, there's still time to register for the Do It For Dads Walk/Run. You're invited to join us to raise money for the Prostate Center and support the men of Vancouver Island who are battling prostate cancer. This family fun event features an 8-kilometer run, a 3-kilometer walk, a kids zone, free barbecue, great prizes, and much more. Next Saturday, you're invited to the annual Strawberry Tea event, which is taking place at the Church of Our Lord, located at 626 Blanchard Street. From 1 till 3:30 p.m., you can enjoy scrumptious strawberry shortcake and tea, then take yourself on a self-guided tour through the National Historic Church. You can always find out more about what's happening around Victoria on our website, cfax1070.com. This has been your weekend's Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
Fairway Market's spring into summer sales event just got sunnier. Introducing the Buy One, Get One Free sales event. Look for great deals in your Fairway flyer, like pork back ribs, Buy One, Get One Free, 2-liter bottles of soft drinks, and 1.5 liter bottles of water, Buy One, Get One Free. Simply Yogurt, a 650 gram tub, Buy One, Get One Free. And you can still enter to win one of 50 $50 Fairway gift cards. It's the Buy One, Get One Free sales event. Don't miss it. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
Hi, I'm Dennis Andrews, General Manager at Metro Lexus Toyota. It's Metro's June trade-in event, and right now, when you purchase any vehicle, we'll increase your trade-in value by $1,000 over current market value. Combine this offer with the Toyota factory event savings of up to $8,000 on new Toyotas and 0% financing up to 72 months on select models. It's Metro's June trade-in event, and one more reason why Metro has been voted the best place to buy a car in Victoria. Hurry down for best selection. This offer is available now through June 30th.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Growing your knowledge along with your plants. Gardening 101 with Jeff DeYoung. Sunday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Dr. Kent Banks, who's from MD Aesthetics, a medical laser and skin rejuvenation center, which is at Call the Corners. If you want to get in touch with me ever, I'm at lifestylewithpattymac.com, and I can answer all your questions about radio and real estate and point you in the right direction to talk to any of our guests. Dr. Banks, obviously cool sculpting is very popular. We've had some comments here and people wanting to know more. The next one was laser hair removal. Of course, you know, they used to do different procedures years ago. Now it's all through lasers. How effective is it to get rid of, you know, the unfortunate hair that people have that they don't want to have out in the summer?
Yeah, laser hair removal has come a long way. And, you know, with the newer devices and the newer techniques, it's incredibly effective. And the great thing is that it does give permanent long-term results.
And that's for different areas, too. You can do it on your face. And what about in the summertime, though, say if you were doing this on your face, would you be careful with the sun after having this done, or could you not do it in the summer?
Yeah, we do a lot of treatments throughout the summer, actually. But the only thing is, it's not as important after the procedure that you're kind of careful in the sun. It's actually more important before the procedure. But as long as people are using their sunscreen and protecting their skin, we can easily do a treatment throughout the summer.
Okay, and Botox. Now, you know, a lot of people have migraines, and it's worked for that. Also with the squint lines and stuff that people get, if you have a bit of Botox, it can really help with that.
It sure can, and, you know, people, there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about Botox. But with some of the new techniques that both myself and Dr. Milkovich have developed, it gives a really natural look. And so we can soften lines, you know, decrease squint and frown lines, but we can do it so it looks very natural.
And you're an expert in this field. I know that you go and actually show other people across the country and elsewhere how to do a lot of these procedures.
Yeah, we've trained across North America. We've trained other physicians on how to do Botox, and also I think we're going to touch upon some of the soft tissue filler treatments that we do as well.
Right, so volume lift, this is a non-surgical kind of facelift. You can add a little volume here and there?
Yeah, actually, it's the volume loss that tends to produce most of the folds, the facial folds, and kind of that skin laxity over time. It's even more so than what's happening with the skin. It's what's happening underneath the skin.
Mm.
And what the Volumilift does is it restores that structure underneath the skin, and we're able to give a tremendous amount of lifting and reduction in shadows and just kind of an overall improvement in the youthful contours of the face.
So, Ken, I guess it really matters what kind of hand you have doing this, because a lot of these housewives shows you see, people look way too overdone, and you know, it's like, I'm not sure if that's a natural cheekbone or what. So you really have to be careful to look youthful and rejuvenated, but not so you look like a doll or something.
And that's what, you know, exactly, and that's what we pride ourselves on at our center. I'd actually encourage everybody to have a look at our website, because it does show a lot of the before and afters on our website, and you can see kind of the natural look that we've achieved.
Okay, so that leads us to number 5, sun protection and prevention through the good sunscreen, good skin care. Tell us about the products we need to use.
Yeah, so sunscreen to start with. You know, everybody thinks of SPF as being the main factor, but that's, that's not necessarily as important as some of the other factors of sunscreen. The quality of the sunscreen is very important to give kind of that full spectrum block. Because SPF basically is just talking about the UVB portion. And then just talking about other things we can do in the summer in terms of skin care. You know, there's a lot of rays that get through the sunscreen, and having something like a really good high-grade antioxidant, and also we specialize in skin care that, basically works to prevent the pigment and the sunspots from developing.
Okay, so far we've got, we're slimmer, we have no hair, we're not squinting, our cheeks look wonderful, we got no baggy skin, and our sun is protected and we're glowing.
I think we're ready for summer.
I think we're good to go. So how do people get a hold of you, Dr. Banks?
Okay, well, first of all, our website is www.lookamazing.ca, so that's lookamazing.ca. And then our phone number is 250-478-2336.
That is awesome. Nice talking to Dr. Banks. Have a good rest of your weekend, and enjoy that no sun or some sun.
Yeah, I can just see it peeking out now. Thanks, Patty.
Excellent. Nice talking to you. Now we're going to switch gears here on our continuing show, talking about summer and beach body weather. And Vicki Waters is really well known in town. She has her jazzercise classes, also her nutrition classes, which have been going since 2005, which are sold out. I just saw my friend Tracy a while ago, and she is looking unbelievable. And whoever I talked to, Vicki Waters, like everybody knows her. And we've had her on the show lots, and it's nice to welcome you back, Vicki.
Hi, Patty. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Vicki, you really do change people's lives through what you do, whether it's through the exercise, the nutrition plans, and I know it comes from the heart because you have a real passion for it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm the same as everybody else. I'm in the same boat as everybody else. I know how it feels, and a huge part of the whole thing is really learning to change habits and take care of ourselves. So, and you know, I help people make the change. You know, that's my role.
And I'm going to talk about the exercise part, but the program you do, and it's an 8-week program, and we can let people know how to get a hold of you for that. But it's not about weight loss, but the testimonials, I have pages upon page about people that have changed. It's about healthy fiber and protein. So, you know, we hear so much about different diets. What is your couple of tips about this summer so people can maybe not have that summer gain? What kind of stuff can they eat?
I think that one of the most important things that everybody can think about is eating regularly. What I find with most people that I see is that we get into this busy lifestyle that is so much of what 2014 is all about. You know, how much can we produce in such a short period of time? But what we tend to do is forget to take care of ourselves. And then what we find is that our energy as well as our bodies change, go up, down, spike, drop, the whole thing. So it's really about eating regular meals, regular times, including some protein, some fiber every time that we eat, drinking adequate water, and not eating at night. That's, I think, the biggest North American addiction is eating at night. And that's typically what that really is it's just, again, a product of this so overwhelming busy lifestyle. I think we're eating at night not because we're hungry.
Stuffing it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Filling the hole, right?
Yeah, and I think it's self-talk, too, don't you, Vicky? Like so many of us, it's in our head all the time, this stuff, good, bad, you know, and we waste so much energy on stewing about ourselves instead of taking action.
Oh, that's very true. I have my best friend's dad told me 25 years ago, and this stuck with me, getting started is half the job, and that's one of the best pieces of advice that I have ever heard. And it's just about leaping into it and believing that you can. And my role in that is the person that helps you bring in a little bit of discipline.
And you really do. When we come back with Vicky, we're going to talk more about the exercise, the nutrition, and how to keep those pounds off this summer and get in better shape. Back in 2 minutes.
Show your love for animals in style. Support the BC SPCA by attending Tuxes and Tails, an evening inspired by the 1920s glitz, glamour, Gatsby. You'll be spoiled with champagne, appetizers, followed by a three-course meal, all in support of life-saving work. Tuxes and Tails, June 21st at the Delta Victoria Ocean Point. Purchase tickets online at sbca.bc.ca/VicGala.
The source is the place for I want that. When you asked your dad what he wanted for Father's Day and he said, nothing. Who had portable speakers to make him change his tune? The source. And when you realize that even dads who think they've got it all can always use more cool tech, who had everything for Father's Day? The source. Right now, get the Canon Rebel T5, a DSLR that's easy to use and perfect for the photographer in training. The source. I want that.
The start of summer is a perfect moment to mark the passage of time and honor those who have gone before us. Royal Oak Burial Park invites you to their annual summer solstice on Saturday, June 21st between 1 and 4. Enjoy musical performances, poetry, tour the grounds, and create an in-memory flag. It's the ideal day to celebrate life and the beginning of summer. Join us at Royal Oak Burial Park, Saturday, June 21st. Visit robp.ca for details.
Now through Tuesday, buy two big, beautiful hanging baskets at Marigold Nurseries and get a third one free. Fresh herb planters, now only $34.99. 2 gallon tomato plants, just $3.99. Look for many more great specials online, then browse through their huge selection of shrubs and trees and perennials at both locations on Lockside Drive in Sanichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back talking to Vicky Waters about nutrition, exercise. Vicky, you say in your literature that we should do something every day to keep the heart pumping and the muscles moving. What would that look like in terms of what kind of exercise and how long would that be?
I think that for myself, I mean, and it's different for me. I've been doing this forever. I'm active every day, all day. But I think that if we haven't been active out there in the world, we want to start with doing whatever we can do and do it for a minimum of 30 minutes. The rule of thumb in sort of the fitness industry is that if you're going to do something moderately, you have to do it for a longer period of time. And the more intensely you're doing a thing, the less time you have to spend at it. So it's, but really getting started is just that. It's just getting started. Do whatever you can do. If that looks like a walk, take a walk. And then make sure that what you do is then increase how long you're walking or increase how intensely you're walking. It's really just about moving, Patty. It really is. We're designed to move.
And jazzercise, of course, is something that you've done for a long time. And that makes it work, but fun.
Exactly. I've been doing it for 27 years, and I still love it just as much as I did first year.
And people that used to do this or do that are complete devotees once they come to you and do this, because they're fit, but they're also having fun, so it doesn't seem like it's as much work.
Yeah, it's the truth. I think that if you love what you're doing, it's pretty hard not to be there.
And, you know, and the program that you do definitely works. And a lot of it is no sugar, no junk.
Yes.
For the 8 weeks, no alcohol, no flavored yogurts, no processed foods. And a lot of people go, yikes, I can't do that all. And you also have a food diary. Is that the important part, is being honest with yourself?
Oh, very, very much so. What we choose will be the outcome that we come out with. I mean, it's just as simple as that. So, you know, when we look at where we are physically, we've made choices along the way, and that's where we are. And if you want to change that, you can change it. It takes a little bit of work to do it. But it really is about just taking a look at what you're doing and making the changes that you need to make. I mean, as I mentioned before, it's a lot about habit. We just fall into habits. And if those things aren't working for us anymore, then we need to find, maybe it's the courage to just step forward and make the change. And that's where I come in, because it's overwhelming to do it on your own sometimes. And I can be the discipline.
And Vicki, age-wise, you know, people get in their midlife and they think, oh, it's my hormones, metabolism, I can't lose this weight, because they've tried for years and now it's a different kind of weight. It's sticking in the middle. Can everybody lose weight?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's really important to make sure that we don't get too caught up on the number on the scale either,
right,
because that really tells us nothing. Well, I think what we really want to tune into is, how are our clothes fitting us?
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel? What's our energy like out there? Because the number on the scale by itself, we could be losing muscle, and we don't want that, right? What we really want in a perfect world is the number on the scale to be a little bit higher, but have to be taking up less space.
Right. Okay. And carb-wise, I know that the beginning of this, you don't really have them. And the fiber is maybe more linked to vegetable fiber than
mm-hmm.
it is to grains?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's lots. So the vegetables and the fruit are the carbohydrates. And mm-hmm. then I build in other types of, quinoa's not really a grain, but we'll call it a grain for all intents and purposes. That comes in a little later on. Oatmeal comes in. Oatmeal is something that I have in my daily diet, but I don't eat bread or any of those other things. And sugar. I've been saying since 2005 that sugar is the devil, and it truly is. So we take that right out of your diet. And, you know, truthfully, in the first week, most people experience withdrawal-type symptoms.
Well, I'm sure, because we don't even realize it.
True.
And how much water would you be drinking? I guess a lot, to try and process that while
mm-hmm.
you're going through it.
Yeah, I suggest that people start out with a minimum of 8 glasses of water a day, and 5 of them by noon, because, again, that sort of North American sort of state of mind is, oh, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I haven't had my water, I'm going to drink all 8 of them right now.
Yeah, right, so, right. And sugar, I mean, you were on top of that, because now they're talking about it, but you've been saying this for a long time. And sugar's in a lot of things, so where are some of these, in the next 20 seconds here we have, what are the sort of hidden sugars that you see mostly?
Well, Patty, the truth is that anything that's processed is going to have either sugar and a whole lot of salt, mm-hmm. one or the other, or both. So it's pretty much everywhere. So when we back it up, Patty, to doing sort of one-ingredient foods rather than things that are quick to get, quick-fix types of foods, we can avoid the sugars. It's in ketchup. It's in those flavored yogurts. It's everywhere.
Wow.
So we just take it out.
Okay, Vicki, how do people get a hold of you for Jazzercise and your nutrition classes so they can learn more?
Probably the best way is via email, and that's VickiWaters@Shaw.ca.
Perfect. And if you want to get hold of me, I'm lifestylewithpattymack.com. It's been great today talking to Vicki and Dr. Banks and Peter Walsh. I think we've got you all organized, whether it's the outside, the inside, or our own bodies. We're ready to go for this summer. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you, TJ, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.